From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Despite agreement, evacuation still has not started. An agreement was reached Saturday to resume the evacuation of Syria's eastern Aleppo, though hours later the evacuation hasn't started and rebels and civilians are still waiting. The evacuation was suspended yesterday due to demands from pro-government forces who wanted two additional villages evacuated. Residents of the villages will be included in Saturday's exodus, which has yet to begin. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says it expected 4,000 people to be evacuated from the two villages starting on Saturday, and reported that 29 buses were en route to the villages to start that process. The Syrian government suspended the evacuation Friday after blasts and gunfire were heard in Aleppo. Both rebels and government forces say it's the other ones who are breaking the fragile ceasefire agreement. Afghan officials say gunmen have shot dead six government workers, including five women, in southern Kandahar province. The early morning attack occurred when unknown assailants ambushed and sprayed with bullets a minivan transporting the female Kandahar airport security staff to work. The deadly attack also left the male driver dead. No immediate claims of responsibility for the violence. Spokesman for the Taliban denied its involvement, saying the Islamist insurgency had nothing to do with the attack. A car bomb exploded next to a bus in central Turkey, killing at least 13 soldiers and wounding 55 other people, most of them soldiers. Six are in critical condition. The blast in the city of Kayseri destroyed the bus carrying off-duty soldiers. The attack took place near the campus of a university. Authorities say a car packed with explosives blew up as it approached the bus. No immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing, but officials say the attack very similar to one carried out last week by the PKK. This is VOA News. An average of 20 migrants died on migratory routes every day in 2016, far surpassing numbers from previous years, according to the International Organization for Migration. More than half of the nearly 7,200 deaths counted this year occurred in the Mediterranean Sea on routes to Greece, Italy, Cyprus, and Spain. The significant increase in deaths in the Mediterranean is particularly striking because the overall number of migrant arrivals in Europe has declined sharply since last year, from just under 900,000 in all of 2015 to 357,000 this year. And once again, that's according to the International Organization for Migration. Speaking at his final news conference of the year late yesterday, President Obama stressed that Americans cannot let themselves be affected by Russia.
This is part of what I meant when I said that we've got to think about what's happening to our political culture here. The Russians can't change us or significantly weaken us. They are a smaller country. They are a weaker country. Their economy doesn't produce anything that anybody wants to buy except oil and gas and arms. They don't innovate. But they can impact us if we lose track of who we are. They can impact us if we abandon our values.
The U.S. intelligence community believes Russia hacked the Democratic Party during the presidential race to favor Republican Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. Trump has disputed that, saying that he won fairly. Michelle Obama says the White House needs a grown-up and that the nation will come to appreciate President Obama. In an interview with Oprah Winfrey set to air Monday night on CBS, the First Lady said her husband made the country more hopeful.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like. You know, hope is necessary. It's a necessary concept. And Barack didn't just talk about hope because he thought it was just a nice slogan to get votes. I mean, he and I and so many believe that what else do you have if you don't have hope?
The Obamas campaigned aggressively against Donald Trump in favor of Hillary Clinton and argued the New York businessman is unfit to be president. In the meantime, Donald Trump will be inaugurated on January 20th. Having the world at your fingertips through the internet was touted as a revolution in education, but a new study suggests internet in the classroom is linked to poorer test scores. Writing in the journal Psychological Science, researchers say the trend of lower test scores was seen even with the most intelligent and motivated students. And even when the students used their computers for class-related work, it did not help their test scores. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.